other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's already Wednesday, the 25th day of May, 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Joining us on average about every week and a half, we have Paul Joseph Watson coming on for the second half of the broadcast with his great news updates as we blitz through hundreds of different news reports. I'm going to go to your calls early in the next segment. Any news item, any piece of information, any story you wish to cover. Wide open phones. If you want to talk about the new Patriot Act, the radical expansion, new developments coming out with the supranational ID cards, what's happening with our borders, the Second Amendment, genetically modified foods, all the new information coming out on that. You're welcome to give us a call at 1-800-259-9231, but I mean it when I say it. I'm only going to spend about a minute and a half on each call, no matter how good the call is, because if we don't do that, we'll never get to everybody, and I get a lot of complaints that the phones are always loaded and people can't ever get through. Sometimes I take 45 minutes to even start going to calls, so today we'll go to your calls early in the second segment, 1-800-259-9231. And I love the direction that callers take us, all the different issues and items they bring up. In fact, a lot of news that I meant to get to in days past and didn't, listeners bring up, or news that I missed, they mention. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, freshly updated daily for you. Anti-illegal activists threatened Hispanic groups suggest food workers might taint food at Vegas Summit. And other groups have called for illegal stalking and basic terrorist acts against the Minutemen, who are simply there on the border calling the Border Patrol when they see drug dealers and smugglers of every ilk pouring across. Bush says that's bad. Evil vigilantes. Cattle on your neighbors. Spy on your neighbors. Give your children to the government to teach them how to be spies. But don't call the Border Patrol or you're bad. 1,000 U.S. troops launch offensive in Iraq. Al-Zawahiri reportedly evacuated from Iraq, wounded. We have a news flashback where he's been killed, wounded, captured, and the media never retracts their previous statements on that. A listener called about this yesterday, and they did email it to me, and I appreciate it. The link is jfcom.mil. U.S. Joint Forces Command and U.S. Marine Corps co-sponsored Joint Urban Warrior 05. I've been to several urban warriors. And they openly train with the local police and others to put Americans in FEMA camps. This time it's going to be up in Maryland. So I want to go over some of their press release. The Die Conspiracy Theory Reviewed. This is from CBS News. I mean, it's not really a conspiracy theory when she wrote letters and did videotaped records, diaries, that Charles had said, I'm going to kill you, and it's going to look like a car accident. And then she dies a few months later, and there's all the foul play swirling around it, and you're an evil conspiracy theorist if you talk about it. Certainly not. Royals never have their families killed. Never in history. It's ridiculous. Of course, that's all royals seem to ever do throughout history, but let's just ignore the facts and call it a conspiracy theory. It'd be like if I got up on air and said, this person has said they're going to kill me. And then I die in that exact fashion, and there's foul play evidence everywhere, and people just go, oh, well, you know, it's kind of like Gary Webb. He shot himself twice in the head. It's actually quite normal. This happens all the time. Yeah, in Arkansas, he blew his jaw and teeth out, something that would knock anyone out and kill most people, and then supposedly shot himself again. And I, again, am a Rumpelstiltskin Easter Bunny from the 12th Dimension, hopscotching my way to Valhalla. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Paul Watson will be joining us with his weekly news update in the middle of the next hour, the second half of this transmission, Worldwide Against Tyranny. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today, and in the first hour and a half, I'm going to accelerate through your calls, so have your question, your comment, your point ready, because I'm going to move on to the next person, so everybody gets a chance to get involved on air. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Anti-illegal activists threatened Hispanic groups suggest food workers might taint food at Vegas summit. A radical anti-American group working for the establishment of a separate Hispanic nation in the Southwest has threatened attendees of an anti-immigration conference in Las Vegas planned for this week, saying Mexican food workers might cause Montezuma's revenge among those they serve. Now, the threat of a violent action or a threat that is not even intended to be carried out is the very definition of terrorism, and that's the only thing I agree with in the first Patriot Act, because it just recodifies that. Yes, even a blind hog occasionally finds an acorn. Broken clocks are right twice a day, so on and so forth. If you go into a theater and yell, "Fire! Fire! Get out of here! Run for your lives!" That is something you'll go to jail for, and you should, because people will be trampled, and people might die, and people will have compound fractures as they're stomped on. Pregnant women will be stomped. They don't have miscarriages. That's one of the famous cases. And so you can't do that. But our White House constantly issues fake terror alerts, it's totally admitted, for political aims, and they never get in trouble for it. Governments do it all over the world. You're going, what does this have to do with anti-illegal activists threatened Hispanic groups suggest food workers might tank food at Vegas summit? This from World Net Daily. What does that have to do with false terror threats? Well, regardless of whether this threat is real or not, it's having the attempted effect to intimidate people to not engage in their First Amendment political rights to meet and to petition and to formulate ideas. Formulize. I'm inventing new words. I should say formulate. And they're not going to get in trouble. They should. There's another website out there that was calling for people to go out there and have confrontations with the Minutemen and to do all sorts of other things. And since then, they've gotten in trouble somewhat, so they're backing off those original statements. But I have found these groups to be extremely vicious, extremely hateful. A news release from La Voz de Aslan, which sees its struggle for a separate state with Los Angeles as its capital, as similar to that of the Palestinians in the Middle East, announces that leaders of the U.S. anti-Mexican movement, Aslan's own term, will be meeting this weekend in Las Vegas. And the group states that the who's who list of xenophobes will be at the Plaza Hotel on Friday, May 27th, Saturday 28th, and Sunday 29th to coordinate the vigilante operations they plan to undertake along the California-Mexico border on June through August. The mention of vigilante operations is a reference to the activities of the Minutemen Project, a successful citizen border control effort that effectively shut down the flow of illegal aliens across Mexico's border with Arizona on a 23-mile stretch. Among the racists who will be attending is the head bigot Tom Tancredo, says La Voz de Aslan. Tancredo is a congressman from Colorado who has aspirations to become U.S. president by utilizing Mexican immigrants as scapegoats for the nation's economic and social problems. Well, it's not all your fault, but it's a great deal of it is. Among other bigots attending are felon Chris Simcox of the Minutemen Vigilantes and his lackey Jim Gilchrist. The list of anti-Mexican xenophobes also includes Glenn Spencer of American Patrol, Barbara Coe of California Coalition for Immigration Reform, all these people are heroes, and the coconut Andy Ramirez, Friends of the Border Patrol. Andy Ramirez is being utilized by the bigots as a Taco Tio, whatever that means. The event is being sponsored by the Wake Up America Foundation. The true name of the conference, according to the event website, is United to Fight Against Illegal Immigration Summit. And then they go on to call for hotel workers to poison the food. And I'll read more of this later. I said I'd go to your calls, so I will get more into this later. Something I never really covered properly yesterday, and I said I'd do it, was the situation with Pat Tillman and that propaganda, how he really died, similar to the Jessica Lynch fable. Also, the Christian Science Monitor, where the feds and local police are saying videotaping anything is illegal. There's no law against it, but they'll still arrest you. They love their cameras, but ours are bad. They play their games, we'll play ours. So I'll get into that as well. There's been some new bombings in Iraq and Madrid. And there's just so much here that I'll be going over, but understand, folks, that I have the Associated Press, I have World Net Daily from 2 days ago, where in the past 50 years in this country, there would be just a handful, I mean less than 10, wet leprosy cases a year in this country. By the way, there's no cure for leprosy. And wet leprosy is the type transmittable from human to human. Leprosy is not fun, ladies and gentlemen. For those that don't know what it does, it basically eats your body. It eats your capillaries and then your larger vessels and your fingers fall off. Your nose falls off. Your eyes rot out of their head. Your arms and legs rot off. It's not fun. Not fun at all. And in the past, every other society in history would take lepers and would put them in their own little communities, normally on a nice little nice little woodland areas, or put them on little tropical islands, and there were foundations of different monks that would send them money and help build an area for them, and would then end up to be happy little societies. But don't worry about that. Now we just say, come on in, and they stick lepers right in the public schools. I'm not kidding. Just like they stick the people with drug-resistant, drug-immune TB in the schools, and you can read the health department warnings that are in their internal websites and in their internal publications that are public, but you never hear it in the news. As TB explodes, they're setting up what is the equivalent of modern sanitariums for the hundreds of thousands of people that now have it. Police are getting it. Firefighters are getting it. Social workers are getting it in mass. School teachers are getting it. In some cases, in public schools, half a class will get it. It is monstrous. It is unbelievable. And the open borders advocates in the federal government just say absolutely no testing, medical testing, absolutely nothing. Just come on in. And the lepers are pouring in predominantly from India, Indonesia, and areas of Central Asia, though some are coming in from Mexico because the people from the east are coming into Mexico and taking over there as well. And it's quite serious. And every form of horrible third world disease, whooping cough, well, we're even getting cholera now. Open sewers run in Miami, chickens in the streets. It's just wonderful. And the media keeps it real quiet. But right now, 7,000 new cases a year of wet leprosy. If you don't know what leprosy is, I suggest you type it into a medical search engine and look at photos of it. Your child gets leprosy, it's not going to be in the news. There's an unwritten rule to keep these darling little side effects of open borders quite quiet. All right, I'll go to your calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, Alex. I'm just going to fly through this quick so you can get back to your show. Fresh taser death in Pennsylvania, Sinking Spring. The guy's name was Lee M. Kimmel.
There's a daily taser death now.
Yeah, well,
a few months ago it was every other day, but now they're serving them out to all the police. So,
here's something very interesting about it, though. My dad was watching the report on the news. They said that the guy was going to turn himself in for murder today, or actually, I should say, yesterday in the newspaper. They're trying to say that a guy who was suspected of murder was trying to bust into the municipal building, and that's when the cops found him, and they tasered him. He got up, started wrestling with him. They tased him again, and he died. I went to go get the transcript from the Channel 69 radio station or TV station, and guess what? Transcript has changed right the day afterwards. So,
good.
Yeah, ooh, ain't that lovely? Can't even hide the evidence right away, why don't you? So I'll let you get back to your show, but I just thought I'd let you know if you want, I can send you that. But you got plenty of taser deaths, so you don't really need.
Well, we've almost become desensitized now. There is a daily taser death.
Yeah.
And it's normally an old lady or a young child. They're most susceptible, but
I make sure I get mad every time. I'm not going to get used to it. Screw that. It ain't going to tase me.
Good, good. Appreciate your call. Let's talk to Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
Alex, I've heard you say before that in the McCarthy era of the 50s that he was partially, I'm talking about Senator Joe McCarthy, was right in his accusations in certain ways.
Yes.
And if he was, then why compare the McCarthyism era to the current Patriot Act era if Joe McCarthy actually turned
out? Well, I don't do that in the articles I've penned about the Patriot Act, too.
Okay, could you tell me in what ways Joe was right? I'll just hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that call. It's a very important question. I mean, I could spend 20 minutes on this, but I'll just spend a few on it. Well, I mean, you've all seen the made-for-TV movies and the movies about it and all the hit pieces on him, and hit pieces even written by people like, Skull and Bones, Minion over at the little neocon publications. But he discovered that, quote, communism was being funded by the Pentagon and the Army. And it sounded insane to everyone. But now even the Wall Street Journal's published. The documents have gone public. The Soviet documents have gone public. Have been made public. And he broke through to the real paradigm, like George Orwell did. and that's when they destroyed him. Stay there, I'll talk about it when we get back.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Joseph McCarthy from Appleton, Wisconsin, was a very good patriotic man. He saw serious combat as a combat bomb assessment photographer in the bombers, in the bombing raids over Tokyo. He was there at air bases in the Pacific as they were leapfrogging from island to island. He was bombed and strafed many times. He really did hate communists. He really did love America. But he was not sophisticated enough, and who would have been, in hindsight, to understand what he was really facing. I mean, he was just a little middle-class chicken farmer who really did find out that there were communists taking over the government. And now the Soviet documents have been released, and everybody he accused of basically being a communist either had been a communist or had wanted to be a communist. Even books that Ronald Reagan has written, he admits his connection to it. Ronald Reagan, Red Ronnie, as he's truly known, sorry if you don't want to hear this, tried to join the Communist Party, and they said no to him. Did you know that that's public? So this was going on everywhere, but it wasn't really communists that were trying to take over the U.S. government. And this question goes to everything else we're facing. It's always the same. It's now admitted that it was the British Bank of England and the United States Federal Reserve in 1917 that funded Lenin. Now, that is public. Trainloads of gold bullion to fight the White Russians, to overthrow the British royal family, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, cousins, who were, of course, the Tsar and the Tsarina and his children, and Rasputin and the whole nine yards. And again, this just goes into all of the history. And so they loved McCarthy when they could use him as a political tool to set up a police state in America and to get federal control over Hollywood to put out the type of propaganda that the federal government wanted. So fascism, communism, it's all command and control. So while our government built up this Soviet threat to then create a bipolar world so they could turn America into a centralized police state in the name of countering that Soviet threat, MacArthur was great on his limited witch hunt. There be dragons, though. There were real problems. They loved to misdirect his energies and the sincerity that he had, that he was able to mobilize the population, to then misdirect with problem, reaction, solution, those activities against large sectors of society that were innocent. But many, if not most, or all of the government people he went after were indeed agents, globalist agents, UN agents, Alger Hiss, people that set up the UN, all of them, who really were socialist and Fabian socialist and communist. But then he discovered that the army was actually funding the Soviets. Then he discovered that there was a group above it that he began to call the one-worlders, who were using communism to basically socialize the wealth of the American people and then transfer it through government to select corporations. And the minute he charged the Secretary of the Army with being a communist, the minute he broke through to understand what was happening, the minute he realized what the Dark Lord's plot was and how they were controlling both sides of the conflict, he was instantly thrown aside by Richard Milhouse Nixon and by Eisenhower and by others that had been using him. And so that's the facts. And now his name is synonymous with witch hunts and blacklisting and arbitrary government tyranny, which is really a tragedy. And he was an alcoholic. He did have problems. You know, everybody sins. But Joseph McCarthy was the real McCoy, a maverick, and really did believe in what he was doing. And when he found out too much and wasn't useful anymore, they disposed of him politically, and he died shortly after. So that's the truth about Joseph McCarthy, on the record, and I could go over the evidence of it for hours, but I've researched it. And it's time for people to stop attacking him, because really he's a straw man. And we need to understand this. We need to come to grips with this. I mean, it's the so-called conservatives that opened up China, that have shipped all our jobs there. It is Bill Clinton with communist generals in the White House giving them all the missile secrets. Rumsfeld giving reactors to North Korea. At every step of the way, you see, the globalists couldn't take over the world and have America do it. They had to have a, quote, evil empire that was their mechanism do it, to then blame that mechanism. You understand? Now America's playing the role of that evil empire.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
All right, we're going to strike back your calls, but let me boil this down a little bit simpler.
And it burns, burns, burns.
America, at the end of World War II, couldn't run around the globe, taking over Eastern Europe, taking over Africa, Latin America, putting in tyrannical regimes, looting the natural resources. So they were pushing the Soviet model and then advertising it to the Third World as saviors. And so part of the Third World did embrace it as saviors. Others that wanted to be free and independent, the globalists, and it came out later, the CIA and others would even support communist regimes. In some cases, they would support fascist regimes. It didn't matter. As long as they controlled the leaders of it, and then they would overthrow those countries. Then some countries would then line up against the Soviets automatically with the United States, and they put in police state governments as well. Well, now the model is, well, going back again, they could then build up the national security apparatus here in the U.S. in the name of fighting that Soviet model and tell our troops and CIA, men, we've got to do horrible things to defeat the enemy because they're ruthless. We've got to be more ruthless and guard freedom with pure evil. You know, guard the truth with a bodyguard of lies. We've got to, yes, I'll do it for my country. I'm willing to blow up a school bus full of children to blame it on the evil commies. That way we'll save America. That's where these ideas came from. Again, it's mind control. It's manipulation. And then now the roles have been reversed. They tell us communism is dead as it actually takes over more countries. And they go, the new age of freedom has dawned. The EU is against torture and is against evil and stands against America, the evil empire, the evil empire that's taking over. The UN and the new EU is working with the third world and can be trusted, and the evil Americans are taking over and grabbing all these third world countries and resources. Why, here's our own documents. And again, it gives people that false choice, and they go, we must have a loving world government to counter the evil right-wing world government. And then now, either way, you're now debating about what type of world government to have, instead of debating, do we want a new world order? They're experts, just like in the presidential race. Kerry versus Bush, cousins, skull and bones, exact same policies, a little bit of different rhetoric. It's about fooling you, giving you false choices. They tell Iraq, either you accept UN continual sanctions for another 12 years and millions of dead and inspectors everywhere and you're not allowed to have any industry and we control you, or that's the good cop, total siege, or the evil Americans will come and blow you to bits with depleted uranium, will salt your earth with uranium, will take you over and do as we will. Oh, well, I'm for the loving UN that only wages genocide via siege. Oh, it's so good. Oh, we've got to let the International Atomic Energy Inspectors in, the IAEA. Oh, they're so good. You're starting to figure this, and then you look at who runs and founded the UN. You look at who owns the same corporations. You look at who owns American corporations funding the neocons. It's all European families. They have the controlling interest. It's a joke. It's a fraud. And you better figure this out, ladies and gentlemen. I hear these ridiculous leftists on the radio going, the evil world government Bush has formed, it's horrible. We must counter it with a loving, liberal world government. You know, that's what Noam Chomsky and all these people say. People go, oh, they're such geniuses. They're such political minds. He's incredible. I have to hear it from these people. Wake up. Stop being fooled by false choices. Brendan in Idaho, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, I don't know if you talked about the opening of the pipeline out of Azerbaijan.
Got a new one here. Yes, let the oil flow.
Yeah, it's funny because when I was in the military, I was stationed over there in Turkey, and that seems as if that pipeline runs right past the base. Of course, that was back in the Slick Willie days, so there wasn't much going on back then, but I just wanted to...
There was a lot going on. We were invading Serbia after using Al-Qaeda to attack them.
Well,
Serbia fought back.
The
old blow-up-the-school bus trick again.
Yeah, the Yugoslavia and all that was minuscule compared to what's going on now, or at least it seems that way, or it did seem that way. But, yeah, did you want to comment on that? You know, with Dick Cheney being the CEO of Halliburton at that time and... pushing that deal through. And...
Well, there's no connection. Dick Cheney's doing a wonderful job. It's Al-Qaeda talk to talk bad about our leader who ordered NORAD to stand down on 9/11. He's a great man. He's a good man.
Thanks for the call. Good points.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, let me just say something about that. Again, the media will focus on a Richard Clark, National Security Advisor. They'll focus on a Treasury Secretary like O'Neill going, yeah, day one, they had big maps and said they were going to get the oil, and they said they didn't care about tariffs, don't worry about it, and
they go, oh, they're just sour grapes, look at them. How dare those traitors, they're just Democratic operatives.
Forget what they said. We now have all the memos and orders, Dick Cheney in the White House, literally handing out the oil contracts and government contracts from his desk. Unbelievable war profiteering. And just bid rigging and scamming in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And then, we have Dick Cheney in the September 20th, 2000 PNAC document saying, we need helpful Pearl Harbor terror attacks to mobilize the people. Saddam isn't a threat, but we can use him as a threat to get the oil and use Iraq as a launch base. All we need is the right trigger. I mean, you want to go read this stuff. And imagine, they publish this knowing you're never going to read it. The fools will never know. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And notice the media steadfastly ignores that. Here's another example of what they do. Bill Clinton did whatever he was told. Even at that time, we're now learning, was vacationing with the Bushes secretly even when he was president. Vacationed with them before he was president. Met with Bush Sr. 11 times at little retreats in the year before he announced for the presidency. Went with Bush envoys to Bilderberg Group in 91. This is all admitted. Now a member of the family. Oh, they vacationed together. And we'd hear, what a traitor Bill Clinton is, giving the supercomputers to China, giving the missile diagrams, the MIRV technology. So an ICBM can have a dozen warheads and another dozen dummies to fool the anti-missile systems when it comes back into orbit and comes back into the atmosphere. And Bill Clinton was a traitor that allowed the nuclear reactors that could be easily weaponized for weapons-grade uranium and plutonium to be transferred to North Korea. But who was on the board of the company that transferred them? Donald Rumsfeld. Who ran the big companies that were transferring the supercomputers and missile secrets to China? Who was running the law firms that did it? Who was running the law firms that lobbied for giving them the Panama Canal? It was always James Baker, George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, this whole string of little minions of the Red King of the New World Order. Over and over again, but oh, we would hiss and scream, Bill Clinton, you're evil, oh, you're... But then Bush comes in and goes, I will take all restrictions off supercomputers. I will take all restrictions off MIRV technology. I will take the restrictions off the nuclear reactors. I will take all, and we just go, oh, how conservative of you. On and on and on and on and on. Here's another example of twisting, of total twisting. They'll go, Newsweek might have gotten something wrong. We really won't tell you what about the Koran in the toilet. They're not sure of their sources. Accurate, they retract. And then now whenever you hear a story about torture, oh, it's retracted. They don't tell you that Brigadier General Rick Baucus quit refusing to torture 2.5 years ago at Camp X-Ray. They don't tell you that very same week an interrogator and an interpreter quit saying the exact same things. They were torturing these people to death. They ignore Alberto Gonzalez's own memos when he was the chief counsel to the president saying, you're above the law, my leader. You're above federal and international and state law. We can torture them until they die. He even says that. We can drown them. We can torture them, my lord. My leader. I mean, it actually says all of this. And then we debate. Oh, is torture going on? I don't know. Why Newsweek retracted. That was all staged. Goodness gracious. All right, let's go back to calls. Michael, in California, welcome, sir.
Thank you. You had a caller yesterday who said he had a visit from Homeland Security. Well, we had one, too, after a fashion on Monday. We handle most of my mother-in-law's affairs now, including her banking. She wanted to open up another CD with the higher interest rates, but I called the banker.
And that sounds Al-Qaeda-ish.
And he went, well, oh, it was. It was. The banker, who we've known for a long time, he went through everything, and he just did it right on the phone. He said, well, you're in that new account at the higher interest rate. And then he said, but there's a few more things as of this Monday due to Homeland Security and the Patriot Act that we have to ask you. Now, most of this stuff they already knew. But they had
it's to know your customer they could never get before, and yeah, no.
And, yeah, they've only banked with them for 35 years.
And the banks have to act as the agents of the government without pay.
Yes, yes, which I believe that was banned by the 13th Amendment. Most of this they already knew, but they had such things as where they were born, when they were born, when their driver's license is issued, when it will expire. And he got very nervous and very hesitant on the last two questions. Question one was, what is the reason for opening the account? Question number two, the bombshell, what is her total net worth? And I said to him, Is this a part of the law? He says, yeah, it's right in the law. We just got the notification. It's supposed to start today, which was this last Monday. And I said, what if she doesn't want to do this? And he said, oh, well, if we'd have to close this account and send the money back to her in a cashier's check. And then, I thought, well, what are you going to do with the money then? Because he said, all banks, savings and loans, institutions, mutual funds, brokerage, all have to gather this same information.
Well, sir, it's used cars, new cars, appliances.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is a Snoop grid. All your purchases, all of your prescriptions you get are instantly uploaded. That's why I read articles months ago about all these cashing places are closing down. They go, look, there are 500,000 people on a criminal list, 300-something thousand on a terror list. You don't even have to be convicted, but we have to check this list, and then we can't even cash your checks if you're on this. It's like a no-fly list. It's a no-buy list. And so I guess you were hesitant, so he had to file a suspicious activities report?
Well, no, since I was acting on someone else's behalf, I was just asking questions.
So what happened to you?
Well, nothing yet.
Oh, so that's your little visit with Homeland Security.
Well, yes, after a fashion, indirectly.
Well, sir, I mean, it's everywhere. And I mean, look, for those that don't know, there's 100 cases of this I could cover right now. We have a section on Prison Planet that covers it, but here it is. Magic Cube, the patent on the Rubik's Cube, has been up for 3 years. And 2 years after it was up, or a year and a half after it was up, a company in New York called, a large division, but its product's called Magic Cube. And strangely enough, I'd even bought one of these about a year ago, even before I heard about the story. Magic Cube, a knockoff. And so the woman, and she wasn't the manufacturer. It sold in all major stores, little St. Helen city, little 1,500-foot square foot business. She bought 10 Magic Cubes from the major distributor. Toys R Us, everyone covers it, carries it. And she gets a call. This is Homeland Security. We'll not identify our names. We're just telling you you're under terror watch. We will be visiting you soon. So she starts calling Homeland Security. They say, we will not talk to you. You're not allowed to tell anyone that we called you. This is all in the Patriot Act, the first one. Then a month and a half later, they walk in. Two agents had driven over 100 miles from Seattle in the nearby state of Washington. They come in, and we had her on the show. This was also in the Associated Press and the Oregonian. They walk into her, and they say, ma'am, we're agent such and such, and we read their names on air, and they said, you will take those. She had sold a few of them. You will take those magic cubes off the shelf. And she said, all these months I've been in fear for some type of terrorism, not knowing what was going on. I have no criminal record. And you're telling me take magic cubes off the shelf. Where's your warrant? Where's your court order? And they said, we don't have to have that. You'll take them off the shelf. And they said, she said, well, I thought you dealt with terrorists. And they said, ma'am, we are in infrastructure protection. Anything that violates the infrastructure is terrorism. This is a quote. And they left. So she called the toy manufacturer. She called Rubik's Cube. And they said, no, you, of course, the patent's up. The point is, they're following orders on purpose, sir, to set the, if they can set the asinine precedent of going to a tiny toy store that sells a legal toy and threatens someone with arrest, that, again, sets the insane precedent. And, or you complain too much. You threaten no one, but you complain. We're arresting you as a terrorist. Oh, you paid a county commissioner a $4,000 donation to get more zoning space, parking places. We call that terrorism. You don't get due process, Patriot Act. We're arresting you. They're setting the precedent. And it will be the ultimate tyranny. And it's there, sir. And so this is your new freedom, Michael. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, I think there's going to be a substantial resistance. He told me that every client that he sounded very fearful. He said every client that he has is raising the roof about this. Everybody's pissed off. He sounded like he'd been beaten up all week when I talked to him.
Well, sir, it's called the Fifth Amendment. I mean, and I appreciate your call, Michael. Thanks for that info. I mean, look, understand, folks. I've used this analogy before, but let's use another one. I won't use the analogy of the police pulling over the guy, and there's the person beating on the trunk. And they pull out the person who's tied up. They still can't make the serial killer in the front of the car answer questions. Because the Founding Fathers said, hey, he's dangerous, but it's more dangerous to have a government that can make you incriminate yourself, because they're the ultimate killers. In history, in common sense.
But so they can't make you, but all over the place, judges will just order people. I've been in courtrooms when they're screaming at someone, you will answer my questions or I will hold you in contempt. And the person doesn't know their Fifth Amendment and goes, and answer. I mean, it's just bold-faced tyranny, folks. Cops march up when you're videotaping one of their checkpoints from 200 yards away and say, turn that camera off, I'll arrest you. Well, what's the law? I don't need a law. I am the man, Judge Dredd, the executioner. There's no more freedom, scum. And you don't have the freedom to say there's no freedom. But we're in kind of a paradox right now where freedom still exists in our hearts and minds and our actions. We breathe life into freedom. We hold it up as a standard. And then they tell us, no, no, freedom is the freedom to have no freedom. War is peace. Slavery is happiness. Torture is love. Now shut up and submit to us. Give us control over you. Let us run your lives. It's in your own best interest. Government has never done wrong. All goodness flows from it. Now shut up or I'll crack your skull with my billy club, slave!
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I mean, classical tyranny is unfolding all around us. The government's going to track and trace everything we do, micromanage us. None of it's terror-related, but, oh, we're going to order the Border Patrol to stand down and call people that report illegals evil vigilantes. None of it makes any sense. We're going to make you eat genetically modified food, put it into everything. It doesn't matter if it kills the rats that eat it. We're going to use DU all over the planet. Doesn't matter if our own Army handbook says it's going to kill you. We're going to do all these horrible things. We're going to put all these experimental vaccines in you. We're going to tell you it's the law to take vaccines when it isn't the law. We're going to lie and abscond and engage in all this, and you're going to submit to it. All right, Ray and Blake and Mike and many others, your calls are coming up. Before I go back to your calls, we'll continue with calls throughout the broadcast and a ton of news. Paul Watson coming up in the middle of the next hour. Before I do that, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I hope you'll grab a pen and paper. If you live in Central Texas or the surrounding areas, I suggest you come to my Friday, June 3rd. Coming up next Friday, folks. My Friday, June 3rd, double showing of Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. My best film yet. We'll show the film. Take questions and comments after it. It's a great theater downtown Austin, Alamo Draft House downtown. And we're going to have a 7 and 10 p.m. showing, because it always overflows. We have a single showing. Either showing will be just as good. I'll be at both of them. Have my books and videos there. Coming up the next week, June 8th, Wednesday, June 8th, one showing at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. Go to Infowars.com and link through to the Alamo Draft House website to the subsection where you can buy tickets beforehand of the event, or you can buy them there at the door. And if any of the events sell out beforehand, I'll tell you what events haven't sold out on the website and here on the broadcast. But don't wait, and I can't wait to see you there. Great place to meet like-minded people and to get involved in the fight against the New World Order. And then last but not least, if you want a hard copy of Martial Law, you've heard the rave reviews from the listeners. It's my best work. It covers 9/11, who the globalists are, the police state they're setting up. It's an incredible film. Toll-free number to order it. Operators are standing by right now. A lot of big discounts on the new film and other films. Just ask about them when you call. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can watch the new film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, it's 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't wait. Ray in Montreal, Canada. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Jones.
Hello.
I was wondering, are you aware of this guy? I saw the article on Drudge Report, but it didn't stay there very long. It says it was on San Francisco Chronicle on May the 22nd. Dead recruits, father, wages, campaign against green card Marine. It says here, Fernando Suarez, Del Solar, feels a sense of urgency about the war in Iraq, and not just because he lost his son 2 years ago. And he's going around with in all these Latino country and stuff like that and denouncing the same, because he said his son went there, he came a green Marine, you know, like he was lured by promises of a college education, post-service career, and fast-track citizenship.
Well, yeah, no. 25% of the troops in Iraq were illegal aliens. They're instantly made legal and then given their citizenship once they get involved in all this. And it's like the British had the German troops, the Hessians, to invade America. We now have a foreign army.
But can you have this, I think he speaks English, could you have this guy on your show, Fernando Suarez del Solar?
Yes, sir. Will you email me the link?
Yes. For your list, it's on San Francisco Chronicle. It's on the Sunday, May the 22nd. And also, another thing I want to tell you about your DVD there. Now, you mentioned your wife speaks Spanish. Is it possible to have it sub in Spanish?
You know, I've had a lot of requests to do that, and if I had the time, I would. I tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side. No, I mean, we've got a lot of requests for Espanol, and I'd love to do it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.